In this world, if you begin to love someone, that is true love I'm talking about, then you try to keep that person very happy. Whatever he does not like, you make sure you do not do those things. In front of him too and behind him too. But that is true love now. But you know very well that love that we have for Allah Ta'ala is something else. The love in the world is something just temporary. But this love is something that is everlasting. And that love is of different kind because Allah Ta'ala, what He does for us, the favors that is given done to us, all the good things that is given to us, we cannot thank Him for that at all. And the greatest gift that is given us is Iman, which we have to look after all the time. However, there are few people who have certain qualities which Allah does not like. So I like to mention the few qualities. Because once Allah does not like a certain quality, then it's important that we should not have in us at all. But sad to say that most of us have got those qualities, the bad qualities. One is that quality that a rich man, a wealthy person, who is a miser. A wealthy person, but he's a miser. Because he had no right to be miser. Because who gave him that wealth? He has to have the heart to give. He has the heart to give. Because Allah gave him that wealth. He still wants to hold back. And the worst thing Allah Ta'ala created in this world, two things. One is kufr. When Allah Ta'ala created kufr, He created with sinfulness. With kufr, sinfulness. Just imagine with kufr, Allah Ta'ala created sinfulness. And with generosity, He created iman. He created iman. So from there you come to know to be stingy or a miser is a very, very big sin. Very, very big sin, because you've been so ungrateful to Allah Ta'ala. He's given you the wealth of all kinds. And yet you know you have learned that the heart to give others are given an incident on Banya, you know, in India. He was very rich, he was very rich. So when he got sick, so told him, now you know what, you have to go and take, you know, and go for medication now. So he said, okay. Tell me how much the medication cost. He told him this is how much the medication will cost you. Then I asked him how much you're going to die. He said, this much is going to cost to die. He says, I'd rather die. So those kind of stingy people you get too. That they're so stingy that they don't have the heart to give. And the buzugane deen, when they see a person got stinginess in him, then they want to take it out. Because that is a very big disease. Because you will not be giving the right part also. You won't know where to give. You won't ever give the heart to give. Leave alone that, you won't even spend on the family too. When a person is spent on his family, the reward is very great. When Allah Ta'ala give you a family and you spend on the correct way, not extravagant. I'll come to that point afterwards. Just to tell you the needs they need, at that time you spend on the family happily when Allah gave you. Remember, spend on the family happily but not extravagant. Within your means, but you must give them the best. So what happened when one buzruk? He was sitting with a barber, the barber was doing his beard, and one murid came. My husband gave me this incident and I'm telling it to you all. Because it's a very big blessing. So he came here, As-salamu alaykum wa alaykum as-salam. He said, I brought some money for you, and that money. Hazrat looked at the money and said, why are you giving me? Give it for yourself. Look, I don't want it. I don't need it. Buzruk don't need it. Buzruk's relationship with people, not for dunya. You may come for dunya by them, but they don't come for dunya for you. Some people go to sit in the company of pious people merely to get maximum benefit of the world. But when you come to the buzuk in reality, you don't want you at all for your money. If you can help you, throw your money away too. So this person came in begging the buzuk. Now the buzuk said, look, you look after your money, look after it. When he insisted, he said, well, give it to this Baba. Give it to the Baba. The moment he gave the he said, look at the Baba, he said, oh, so much money I'm giving this Baba. Now, the buzuk told the Baba, now you don't take it. Now he's begging the Baba to take. First he says, so much money, how can I give him? That is chor pakra gaya. Now he's saying, you don't take it, now you want to give. When he's insisting on the Baba said, you didn't hear what the buzuk said. Then my husband saying that, look, a murid, he's not a murid. But yet, you know, he became of that kind that he became a better murid. What your shares? He told me, what your shares can he? He said, don't give me. I will not take. No matter how much he needs that thing to attack. He will be a needy person. He may need that money, but what the shares is. When you want to become a murid, think before you become murid. When a sheikh tells you to do certain things you can't do, why you can't believe that? However, he insisted, then he said, now Hazrat, you not take it, and he's not taking it, what must I do? He said, what must I do? The buzuk said, what must I do? So he said, Hazrat, okay, I won't give charity. Oh, shabash. So everyone said, mashallah, he gave charity. First of all, he has shown miser. Miser, what a big miser you are. Now when you're going to give charity, what they think, hey, big buzuk. No, you mustn't give charity. That's not going to help you. With the disease you got in you, it's not going to help you at all. So what must I do? He said, go through it in the sea. Go through it in the sea. Then Mahasar said, if a mufti was there, he said, what are you talking about? How can you take money and go in the sea? Mahasar saying all this, I'm saying what I'm just repeating what he's saying. He said, what that person know what sickness this man got? He's saying very quickly the fatwa. But just know this sickness is life now will be with him. Will go in his grave also. He never come right. So he must go in the sea. So he woke up to go and throw it in the sea. He said, no, wait. When you're going to throw it in the sea, make sure throw one at a time. If the million rand take 1 million time. What was the reason for you to tell that? Ye jo bimari tumhare andar hai, isko nikal jao, ye khabis. Why this thing came into you, got miser you? Why you are miser? When Allah gave you that thing, why you become a miser? You're a stingy person, you can't give charity. You can't spend in a family. I'm not saying to be an extravagant person, no. Spend on a family for the sake of Allah. When Allah gave you, give some charity to people also, because Allah gave you. You have to be happy to give, but spend on the family first. Now do not become extravagant too. Extravagant means this much. That you know that you must remember, you must live within your means. People complain, you know what I mean, things are very hard, everything they can say. But if you bring your expenses down, if you take a list now, write down all those things what you're spending for the day, without exaggeration, 75% will come out to be those things not necessary at all. Would not be necessary to spend at all. So keep your expenses down. That is in your power. But do not become a stingy person. Now you had a good meal. You sat down in the car. You went out with the children. The family said, I only need this, I only need that. We just had a dinner now. What are you going outside there? Now you want to eat because your nafs is saying you want to eat. You want to eat because you hear other people saying that, no, I went to this cafe and that kebab and this place. I enjoy this thing, but you must also enjoy. So the wife will tell husband, you know, take me there. But what will I go there for? I know people can tell me, I've been told to go to this pub and that place because they enjoy this and that. We had a good meal at home. Everything was there. Now I think an extra money is going to spend there, which is not called for. Yes, I'm not saying for that buy. No, no, no. Don't get me wrong. But do not be extravagant. You have a good meal, have a good meal. Keep them happy, do everything. But do not think that Allah gave you money, you can use it how you want to. Remember that money does not belong to you. Always remember a rich man, but remember the money does not belong to me. It belongs to Allah. He gave it to me to use it in a correct way. He does not allow you to misuse anything to me. If you misuse anything, then I'm not out of question of that. So that the first one that says Allah does not like that person, a rich person and the miser. You're not mice. Secondly, that person who's a poor person but you're pride in him. Look at what he's got nothing. No wealth, nothing, but he is someone. You see, he is someone. And you find people of that kind. You work with the new that just out. Guy, why? Quick be made. So what are you walking with chest? Pride Allah does not like. Does not mean the rich man walk with pride. Does not allow a rich man to walk with pride. Pride is only for Allah. Pride is only for Allah. Because pride is for that person who got no fault in him. Pride is for that person who is free from all defects. And only Allah Ta'ala, when you say Subhanallah, that means itself Allah is free from all defects. Free from everything. So when you say Subhanallah, that means this one that only for that person pride Allah. Third is that person is a woman who got no shame. Woman who got no shame. Sad to say that. But had to say it. The acts have caused it that most of the women today have got no shame. I'm not going to say it, but it's had to be said. What that acts has done today to the women and the filth that they're looking in them. The bay-haya and bay-sharam that's happening in the filth, whatever for the apps. What must I tell you? I know women who tells me, Mawlana, I'm in niqab, but now I'm looking at all the filth, the pawns and whatever you think. So what do you call that? Bay-haya? Shame, no shame at all? Because that no shame, there's no respect at home anymore. The mother got no respect for the father got no respect for the mother, mother husband got no respect for the child. Each one, there's no respect at all, there's no barakat at all. One side reading namaz and one side doing the acts too. You think Allah Ta'ala happy, one side is shaitan happy too. So what do you expect then? So Allah Ta'ala does not like that person, that woman who's got no shame. That the quality of woman is shy, shame. She has shame in her. Al-Hariyah is a the iman. The part of iman of a person is got shame. Must always have shame. Woman is to have shame. She always must be indoors. She must always be happy. She must never come out of the house. No matter what the husband can say, no matter how bad the husband could be, no matter how the big the husband can be a drunkard too, she must never leave the house. She must never leave the house. Respect life of a woman is in the house. No matter what happens, it does not mean that if your husband is a drunkard, you can do whatever you want. Your duty is to make supper and make dua. I know one buzrug. One woman came and told her, my husband is very bad, which is not right, very bad, ill treating them. She wanted to take her goods and go away. Her husband told him to do it. Every night she sat there after mass crying. But don't do what you want to do. Because anyone can change the table with Allah. You made dua to Allah. However, she continued making dua and Allah changed. If Allah will do something, but the woman will never leave the house. Today, the woman leaves the house without the permission of the husband. Permission of the husband. As I told you, no matter how bad the husband does not allow her to do something wrong too. If he's doing wrong, it's nothing. She must do it wrong. Once Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was a person. One Sahabi, he told his wife, I'm going out. Remember, don't leave the house.
So even it was late, but and her father passed away, the wife's father passed away. The husband was not there. So she sent a message to Nabi Karim, can I go? My father passed away. My husband said, do not leave the house. The Prophet said, do not leave the house. From there you come to know how important it is. Do not leave the house. The women of that kind too, they say, come to Nabi Karim. She stayed in the house. But today every small thing, the wife wants to run away from the house. Go everywhere, run away. Where is she running away? Showing her shame, she got no shame. As you stay in the house, make supper, make dua, and change your life too. All this is happening on the homes is because of the apps. The husband is busy with his app and our wife is with the apps. The children are doing all the apps, and yet the children are doing what? They're doing all kind of Islamic causes, everything. They listen to this bayan and that bayan and this, everything else, but they're still busy with the apps too. So until and unless a woman does not have shame in her, Allah does not lie. The fourth one is that boy, that young person who is lazy. Who is lazy? Allah Ta'ala gave you the strength and you're young, you're supposed to work. You're supposed to work. In those days, the young boys, the young children used to work, they'd be very strong. Today, the young boys are busy with their apps too. They are very busy with apps. Everywhere you see the school before, they were so successful in everything. Today, the best boy do his worst today. Why? The teacher say, what happened to you? It's because at night, instead of studying, he's busy with the apps. So this act has caused a lot of harm to it. So we have to now change our life to make the children better. Let us look into our life, what wrong we are doing. Then you come to realize whatever wrong we are doing, we'll try to put ourselves right. So the child look at you. One grandfather told me one day, I'll never forget that. He said, Morana, I should wait for my grandchildren to come meet me. And I should get so happy every weekend. But now when they come the weekend, they don't look at me, they look at their apps. They forgot me too. So where are they gone to? So it's all left to us how we bring our children up in the right way. So whatever I'm saying, make dua to Allah Ta'ala, I'm stuck with Ramal Kanin for people. Because we all are guilty, my friends. We all are guilty. We cannot point finger at anyone. Because the finger will point at you. So Allah Ta'ala, my Father, as you stay in Ramadan, the month of Ramadan, keeping away from sins, it's not only for Ramadan, it's for the whole life. A man who works very hard in the month of Ramadan for only one reason, oh Allah, I do not know whether I'm going to get next Ramadan, but I know this much, can I make my life to keep me more happy. So our purpose is for the all the time to keep Allah Ta'ala happy. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Wa salatu wa salam. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Rabbana taqabbal minna. إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب اللهم نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم نسألك بطاعتك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار اللهم اغفنا بحلالك وحرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سبق ربنا توفنا مسلمين والحجر الصالح غير خزايا ولا مقبولين ربنا اغفر لنا ولاخواننا الذين سبقونا بالايمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين امنوا ربنا انك رؤوف رحيم وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد برحمتك